Lecture topic, ungratefulness.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa bihi nasta'in wa nusalli wa nusallim ala khatamil anbiya wal mursaleen. Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa tabi'een wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Honorable scholars of deen, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this morning I will share with you, inshallah, just a few words. Words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, words of awakening. We all know that each one of us is required to develop a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, the one who created us, the one whom we are going to return to, the one who is feeding us, the one who is nourishing and cherishing us, known as Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say the term Rabb, it does not translate into the English language in one word. It is someone who has created you, nourishes you, cherishes you, nurtures you, sustains you, grants you whatever you have, and at the end, He is your only hope. And His mercy is what will lead you to Jannah. And that is what we are all fighting for today. We should never lose track of what we are aiming for, what we are trying to gain, what we are trying to achieve. We should never lose track of it. Always be focused. If we slip, we must get up and walk again. I always say, when one falls, it is not as bad as the one who falls and does not get up. Meaning when one falls and gets up and continues to walk, that person is not as bad as the one who has fallen and refuses to get up. What is meant by this is, out of human nature, if you have committed a sin, if you have made a mistake, then definitely you should repent and continue. Continue walking. Seek forgiveness and carry on, so that you can remain focused. But a sore loser is the one whom, when he commits a sin or when she commits a sin, he or she begins to feel that now I have dropped and I am beyond repair. We use the term a write-off. This car is a write-off. They say there's no point in repairing it again. When it comes to insan, we can never have a case of someone being a write-off. And I wish to highlight to you a powerful hadith known as Hadithun Qudsi. And I'm sure we know what this means. When we say Hadithun Qudsi, it means Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is relating to us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. And this hadith will wake us up to the degree that we should in turn reflect over our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَنَا وَالْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ فِي نَبَئٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, myself and jinnkind and mankind, we have a strange story and a strange relationship between us. Who is saying this? Allah, the creator of creation, the creator of everything besides himself. For indeed, he was never created. He existed from the very beginning, and he will exist even beyond what we may know as the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what type of a relationship we have with him. What is this relationship? Are we not in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we not from amongst those whom, had it not been for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not even be able to breathe air? Food would not even go down our throats. And yet listen to what my Creator and your Creator is saying. Ana wal ins wal jinn fi naba'in azim. There is a strange relationship between myself, jinn kind and mankind. What is the strange relationship? Akhluqu, Allah is saying, I create. I am the one who has created them. I created them from nothing. I gave them life. I gave them everything they have. Subhanallah. Akhluqu wa yu'badu ghayri. I created and they are worshipping everything but me. Instead of owing our relationship and our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we find ourselves worshipping everything material. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this. Akhluqu wa yu'badu ghayri. I have created and they are worshipping everything but me. Surely we should think for a moment, who is saying this? Do we need him or does he need us? We need him, surely. He does not need us for a split moment. And he is saying, look at the strange relationship. I created them from nothing. And they are worshipping everything but me. This shows us that we owe our worship to Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Let us revise, recheck, revisit this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith does not end there. Arzuqu, which means I am the one who gives them sustenance, Allah is saying. Take a look at what you have. Food, clothing, drink, what have you, everything you have, Allah says, Arzuqu, I am the one who has given it to you. Wa yushkaru siwaya. Arzuqu wa yushkaru siwaya. I grant them everything, but they are thankful to everyone but me. I give them everything and they are thanking others. Yes, we know that as Muslims, we should be grateful and thankful to anyone who has done goodness to us. But who is it through whose permission that goodness was done to us? Is it not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in a hadith, hadith Qudsi, arzuqu wa yushkaru siwaya. I sustain them, I give them whatever they have, and they are ungrateful to me. They thank everyone but me. Are we not guilty of this to a certain extent? Let us revisit again our attitude towards what we have. Whatever we have been given, we need to be thankful to Allah. One might ask, how can we be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, I tell you, not only by saying laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru ya wajidu jalla jalaluk, not only by tongue, but even through obedience. When a man gives you ₹1,000,000 and then he tells you, you know what, please walk down the street for me, you will tell him, listen, I will walk down 10 streets for you, because you have ₹1,000,000 from him. When Allah gives us whatever we have and tells us walk down the street to come to the masjid, that we don't want, subhanallah. That we don't want. It's worth more than ₹1,000,000,000 what we have, wallah. If someone had to take your life away, or they were threatening your life and told you, give me such and such amount, you would think about it. You would try to raise it because you know my life is at stake here. Allah has given you that life. He does not ask too much of you. He asks you very few things. 5 times salah, that is the most important. Be truthful, stay away from haram and indulge in that which is halal and permissible. Fulfill your commands, stay away from prohibitions. As simple as that. Become better people. Purify your attitude. Purify your character and conduct. Smile at others. Speak to them nicely. Be good to your wives and husbands and children and parents. Develop society. Develop community. All this is part of thankfulness to Allah. Allah has placed you in a community. Are you a sore thumb in that community, or are you someone whom the entire community regards as an asset? Revisit this attitude of ours and let us ensure that we do something constructive and positive in order to develop this relation with Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, which will help us the day we need it the most. Listen again to the words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَخْلُقُ وَيُعْبَدُ غَيْرِي. I create and they worship everything but me. أَرْزُقُ وَيُشْكَرُ سِوَايَ. I am the one who grants them sustenance and they are thanking everything but me. And the hadith does not end there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَيْرِي إِلَيْهِمْ نَازِلْ وَشَرُّهُمْ إِلَيَّ صَاعِدْ. Subhanallah. My goodness of every form descends upon them every single day, every moment of the day, and all their evil deeds come back up to me every single day. Subhanallah. When I grant goodness, I ensure that what descends is only goodness. And for some reason, whatever comes back from them up to me in the form of their deeds is full of evil and mischief. Is it fair? Is it a one-sided relationship here? Who is speaking? It is a hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my goodness descends to jinn and ins, to mankind and jinnkind. And we know our a'mal and our deeds go back up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does He find in our deeds? Is it fair? Goodness is done to us, descending down wholesale. And what goes back up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nothing but evil. Our thoughts are bad. Our eyesight is bad. Our tongues are bad. Our ears are bad. Our hands are bad. Our legs have been walking in the wrong direction, subhanallah. This is what we've been doing. We need to revisit our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be shy of the fact that Allah has granted us so much, and in return, we can't even do a little bit. When we work on a monthly basis, we earn a few thousand rands, but we are so diligent and we are so faithful to our bosses of the dunya just for 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 rands. Is that not correct? If someone had to employ you and tell you, look, I will give you 50,000 rands a month, wallahi, if they got you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you would rush in that direction. Because you know, that's my boss. It's a fact of life. That's how weak we are. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my worshipper, I gave you life. I gave you air to breathe. I'm giving you everything you ever have. Then we can't get up. Not at 3, but at 5. Subhanallah. We can't get up. We make dua to Allah on a daily basis. Ya Allah, solve the problems of Palestine. Solve the problems of Iraq. And may Allah solve them. Ameen. Solve my problems. Solve my family problems. Give me good health. We are calling to Allah every day. Our du'as go up. Yet, it is us who need Allah. Allah does not need us. So we are calling out to Him. We expect an answer now. If not, yesterday. When we ask Allah something, we want an answer immediately, don't we? But when Allah asks us something, we don't even want to know. Is it fair? Let's be honest. Has Allah not called us to read 5 salah? How many do we read? And when we come, how do we come? If we come, do we ever read the Quran? Are we honest in the month of Ramadan when Allah says, look, my dear worshipper, for your own goodness, don't abuse that tongue of yours. How do we utilize those tongues? So Allah calls us to do certain things, and to abstain from certain things, then we are not bothered. And when we call out to Allah, we want Him to answer immediately. Is it fair? Is it fair? Wallahi, it's not fair. So let us revisit our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us understand the hadith that I have mentioned today. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ana wal ins wal jinn fi naba'in azim. Myself, mankind and jinnkind, we have a strange relationship here. Strange. Akhluqu wa yu'badu ghayri. I create and they worship everything but me. Arzuqu wa yushkaru siwai. I grant them sustenance and they are thankful to everyone but me. Khayri ilayhim nazil wa sharruhum ilayya sa'id. My goodness descends upon them every moment. And every moment their evil is coming back up to me. If it was man, we would be dead a long time. We would be dead a long time ago. Today someone puts a thorn in your path. Someone does bad to you. It is difficult to do good to them in return. But we are doing bad and evil on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still merciful. He grants us respite. And He gives us time. So that we can turn. So that we can go back. Even Fir'aun, alayhi la'natullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him time. Time for what? So that he could turn, but he didn't turn. He turned when it was too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us turning before it is too late. Remember, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Your Rabb is the most merciful. Today's hadith shows us how merciful He is. Though we don't deserve anything, He grants it to us without deserving it. Just our eyesight, subhanallah, is such a great gift. No matter what we do, if we remain in sujood our entire lives, we will not compensate just for the eyesight. What about everything else? And yet we don't even want to read our salah. We don't want to be truthful. We don't want to assist the Islamic society and community and Islam as a religion. We don't want to be the champions of Islam. Why? Let us turn for the sake of Allah. Wallahi, your Rabb is merciful. He is the most merciful. He is waiting for you to turn to Him. He is waiting for you to turn to Him. And let that turning point be here and now. We cannot afford for a split moment to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have planned and calculated evil, think of it carefully. When our deeds go up, that evil that we've planned and calculated, if executed, will be going up to Allah. And what comes down in return? Goodness? Is it fair? So let's cancel the evil that we may have planned. Let us delete haram. And inshallah, we will find the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find results in a manner that we had never expected, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solve our crises. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good health. And may He grant us the ability to obey Him. May we be from amongst those whom at least a few good deeds are going up, rather than only evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May He grant assistance to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and throughout the world, throughout the globe, everywhere the Muslims are suffering today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us, when He takes us, with shahadatul haqq, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah on our tongues. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon us in the dunya as well as in the akhirah. جزاكم الله خير وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.